Yesterday was the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, and to mark the occasion, we took a look at a unique development in Indigenous culture here in Australia. A new anthology of First Nations poetry brings together writing from across the nation and features work by an eclectic range of Indigenous voices. The collection brings together verse originally commissioned by Red Room Poetry from 36 different poets. Rob Osborne has the story.
The editor of the collection is Wiradjuri poet and academic Dr. Janine Lane, who holds a postdoctoral fellowship at the Australian Centre for Indigenous History at the Australian National University. I asked her first to explain the title of the anthology.
The name of the anthology is called Gwayu for All Times, and Gwayu is a Wiradjuri word that means still and for all times. It infers that all times are important, interconnected and unfinished. And it is a Wiradjuri word, but across the many countries that are underneath this nation, each language has a word that references the layeredness and the interconnectedness of time. And so I chose that name in keeping with the particular intention and the origins of the anthology, because the intention of the anthology was to produce something that was uncut and uncensored and from the hearts and minds of First Nations writers from across the length and the breadth of Aboriginal countries.
And from your perspective, what's the most striking aspect of this anthology?
Perhaps one of the most striking things, though, about the anthology is how many First Nations languages it represents. It represents 12 First Nations languages with interpretations of the first language and English, and I think that's a first in Australian poetry publishing. This collection is important because you can't really know a people until you read what's in the hearts and minds of a particular people. And I don't think settler Australia knows us well enough. And one way to know us is through reading our books, reading our poems, reading our literature. And so this collection is important because there is this beautiful offering of First Nations poetry here that we would like to share.
The 36 Indigenous poets represented in the collection range in age from veterans in their 70s to young people in their 20s. Lionel Fogarty has been a powerful voice in Indigenous rights campaigning since his highly political poetry was first published in the 1970s. Here he is reading a section of Waste or Worse, a poem featured in the anthology.
Australia can create dignity. Contempt is largely made on our people just to worsen its up spirit into spirit. Can you rationalise that?
At the younger end of the age spectrum is Celestine Rowe, a Pinabi Luritja poet from the Northern Territory. Here she is reading a section of her poem, For the Young.
It's time for our young people to rise, take the fight lay before us. Let's rise to the challenges. We'll fight against depression, oppression, suicide, genocide, displacement, child rights. They say we're equal, we bleed the same, but we're not treated the same. In our land, it's not the same. We're made to feel like it's our fault. History hidden behind government cloak, truth hidden behind exaggerated lies of what was. But we know we're still living it. It belongs to us.
I asked Celestine about her history as a writer and performer.
I started writing when I was 16 years old. My first performance was at the Newcastle Writers Festival, and yes, sort of I've picked it up since moving to Adelaide about 6 years ago. I've actually got full on into my writing.
The anthology contains a wide range of poetic styles, but there is a unifying theme. Dr. Janine Lane again.
In choosing that title, I was thinking about how it would release some of the arrested times of the country's first people that we all hold, and things that are held captive in the colonial calendar, and it would free kidnapped memories held false hostage to claims of settlement, nationhood and sovereignty.
The echoes of past injustices, in particular the removal of Aboriginal children, emerge in the concluding lines of Celestine Rowe's poem.
We fight for the little babies taken away in this day and age. We cry, we shed tears for them because I imagine it could have been mine. I stand up for the good ones, the families who fight to keep us strong. Still, them government think they're doing justice. A poor mother on welfare has no justice. Her baby gets taken away, another fight before her late. Instead of fighting the system, she's fighting for her life, attempted suicide. Who are we supposed to be when it's all ripped up for greed and we have no more stories? Them 100-year leases were them all so-called glories. And what about my brothers out bush that want to work and teach the young how the world's supposed to be? They get sent away from home and everything is not glorious as it's portrayed. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Indigenous poet Celeste Rowe ending that report from Rob Osborne. The Gueyo collection can be purchased from Red Room's Poetry's website at redroomcompany.org.